Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 60 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Jonathan Burton.
At the same time, I think that students and kids across the country are doing a better job at reporting.
Programs in the Rowan County school system are helping protect students from sexual predators.
That's after a Georgia man was arrested for soliciting a Rowan County student.
Moorhead State University will have no power on Wednesday.
Two people were killed in a Wolf County fire.
A conversion therapy ban bill has been pre-filed in the Commonwealth.
In sports, Rowan County hosts the Vikings tonight in Moorhead.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Clear skies tonight with a low around 37. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news.
A Georgia man was arrested on Saturday when he allegedly came to Rowan County to meet a minor for sex. Kentucky State Police charged 46-year-old Eric Elmore with 5 counts of distributing obscene matter to a minor, prohibited use of an electronic communication to procure a minor, and conspiracy to commit rape. Rowan County Superintendent John Maxey says his district conducts programs that help keep his students safe.
Sometimes we feel like we're immune to those things, but as you can see in this story, one of our, students in the county had been approached. But we put together a lot of programs in the school to train them about online safety and security and how to conduct themselves properly on the Internet and also how to identify if a stranger is, making comments that are inappropriate.
Elmore is currently being held on a $50,000 bond in the Rowan County Detention Center. He will appear in court on December 4th.
An Owsley County High School teacher previously charged with sexual abuse is facing additional charges. Kentucky State Police arrested 40-year-old James Cornett Friday night. According to WKYT, troopers confirmed Cornett was charged with 2 counts of first-degree sexual abuse following an investigation earlier in November. Officials received a report that Cornett had sexual contact with 2 students. Troopers say Cornett is now charged with 2 additional counts of first-degree sexual abuse. Cornett was taken to the Jackson County Detention Center, where he is being held on a $20,000 bond.
A McGoffin County man is in jail following a domestic violence incident. According to the arrest citation, Kentucky State Police at the Pikeville Post responded to the call on Elk Creek near Salyersville. Mountaintop News reports that when the troopers arrived, the female victim said her live-in boyfriend, 40-year-old Jason Miller, had bit her several times and punched her in the face. The victim also said that Miller would not let her or the 2 children leave, blocking the door. The victim did manage to get a message out to her father, who came to the residence. Miller was arrested and charged with 4th-degree assault and 3 counts of 1st-degree unlawful imprisonment. He's currently lodged in the Big Sandy Regional Detention Center.
The Knox County Sheriff is asking for help from the public in locating a missing Barberville teen. WKYT reports the sheriff says 14-year-old Jacob Boyd told his foster mother he was going out to play basketball at Central Elementary School around 2 p.m. Saturday and has not been seen since. Jacob is described as 5'10" with hazel eyes and brown hair. He was last seen wearing a black hoodie with gray specks, a red shirt with flames underneath, black jeans with holes in them, and black Converse high-top shoes. Anyone who knows the whereabouts or has information about Boyd is asked to contact the Knox County Sheriff's Department at 606-546-3181.
The aunt of a Montgomery County teenager says that her nephew has been bullied and attacked at the high school. LEX18 reports several social media videos were posted last week showing what appears to be Montgomery County High School students engaging in fights. In one of these videos, a boy is being shown punched during class. Tina Alfrey says that boy is her nephew, and this isn't the first time he's been bullied at school.
It's hard to watch that video. I've watched it maybe twice because I cry when I see, him being attacked like that, because there's no reason for that kind of violence.
School officials say social media posts are exaggerating the severity of the fights. Superintendent Dr. Matthew Thompson says the posts and the comments do not contain accurate information and a majority of students act with appropriate behavior. Montgomery County Schools also said in a statement that they are investigating every situation and encourage parents to contact the school with their concerns.
Troopers are investigating an explosion that caused a house fire and killed two people in Wolf County. The incident happened Saturday afternoon at a home off Highway 15 south of Campden. Investigators say six people were inside the home when an explosion occurred, starting a fire. Four people escaped with burn injuries, but Kentucky State Police have confirmed two people did not make it out alive. Sergeant Brett Kirkland spoke with WKYT. He says the bodies were removed from the basement when investigators were able to enter the house Sunday morning.
They were found in the bottom part. At this time, we're still investigating. We don't know if they were up at top and then fell through, but they were found in the bottom in the basement of the house.
Troopers have not identified the deceased, but say the four who escaped were all family members. Officials continue to investigate to determine what led to the explosion.
We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR is provided by Downtown Moorhead Incorporated and the Kentucky Folk Arts Center, presenting the 35th Appalachian Holiday Arts and Crafts Fair, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, December 7th. A holiday tradition and open to the public inside the Laughlin Health Building on East Main Street in Moorhead. More than 100 vendors from Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia, handmade arts and crafts, antiques, seasonal ornaments, and decorations. More information on Facebook under Downtown Moorhead.
A Kentucky lawmaker is filing a bill that would bar licensed professionals from taking part in what's known as conversion therapy, which seeks to alter a person's sexual orientation or gender identity. WUKY's Josh James has details.
WHAS reports State Representative Lisa Wilner, a licensed therapist and the former executive director of the Kentucky Psychological Association, is partnering with the coalition to introduce legislation to raise awareness of the practice and ban licensed professionals from taking part in it. Wilner says there's no research backing conversion therapy or evidence supporting its claims, and those who have gone through it have reported anxiety, depression, social withdrawal, and suicidal thoughts. The news outlet says so far only 18 states have enacted some form of ban on the practice. Tanner Mobley with Ban Conversion Therapy Kentucky says research conducted at UCLA suggests around 800,000 people have gone through conversion therapy of some type in the United States. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
Kentucky lawmakers heard from backers and opponents of extreme risk protection orders, commonly known as red flag laws, Friday. Under the proposed bill, which is still being drafted, law enforcement and possibly immediate family members could request that firearms be temporarily taken away from people deemed a threat to themselves or others. Republican Senator Danny Carroll urged his colleagues on both sides of the aisle to work together on the controversial issue.
I'm for everyone owning a gun if they're properly trained and carrying a gun. If that's what they want to do, I'm all for it. But we have got to do something to try to lessen the number. We're not going to eliminate it, but lessen the number of these incidents that we have, of suicides, of mass shootings, whatever the case might be. So everybody's got to stop taking this absolutely yes, absolutely no stances.
For now, it's how much support the idea has in the GOP-dominated legislature, but the bill has bipartisan backing. Outgoing Governor Matt Bevin spoke out against red flag laws, but incoming Democratic Governor-elect Andy Beshear has expressed support. The General Assembly is set to convene in January.
Six Kentucky counties have been randomly drawn by the Attorney General's office to undergo post-general election audits. While Governor Matt Bevin referenced what he described as well-corroborated irregularities on election night, the AG's office said it found no potential criminal activity in any primary or general election between 2016 and 2019. Assistant Deputy Attorney General Michael Wright performed the drawing on Friday morning.
Investigators from the Department of Criminal Investigations will interview the county clerks, the county officials, other officials, voters, and will review various documents and election materials to determine whether there were any irregularities in the chosen county.
By law, the AG's office has jurisdiction to investigate and prosecute election law violations and must conduct post-election audits in at least 5% of the state's counties following any primary or general election.
The campus of Morehead State University will have its power cut on Wednesday for annual maintenance and checkups. The request for the outage comes from Kentucky Utilities and will start at 6 a.m. and last until 4 p.m. Assistant Vice President for Facilities and Operations at MSU, Kim Oatman, says it is important to have done.
In electrical substations, there's a lot of equipment that requires annual maintenance. You got to go in and open up these pieces of equipment, clean things out, and make sure, you know, nothing's worn. Because if you don't do that, then something malfunction without warning, then power goes out.
Students are encouraged to go home for the week, but those who stay should know heat will be off during maintenance hours and will return after completion. Morehead State Public Radio will be unaffected by the outage and will proceed with its holiday scheduling.
Community members and officials are cautiously optimistic as Alliance Water Resources is taking over the county's water operations in Martin County. The contract doesn't go into effect until January of 2020, but some residents believe it's a step in the right direction. Jimmy Kerr is the Martin County Water Board chairman. He says there's a marketable cost increase, but believes it's worth the switch.
We know that this is what we need to move ourselves forward, because the hole was so deep when we started. We were able to stabilize ourselves, but to really get where we wanted to go, we needed professional management, and that's what Alliance brings to the table.
In addition, the contract will not be public until legal teams from the county and the company negotiate terms.
After a full year of planning and preparing, Madison Central High School marching band members are headed to the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade. They are one of six high school bands in the United States to perform. Cassie Bradley is the mother of a trumpet player. She says the trip is unnerving for her as a parent.
I think he's going to be starstruck with how big it is. We were trying to talk about the magnitude of how big the city of New York is in comparison to Madison County.
The band will march 2.5 miles on Thursday. Taking a look at your region's weather. This afternoon, sunny with a steady temperature around 56. Tonight, clear with the low around 37. Tuesday, increasing clouds with a high near 61. Tuesday night, 90% chance of showers, low around 51. Wednesday, 70% chance showers, cloudy then gradual clearing with a high near 61. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 33. Thanksgiving Day, partly sunny with a high near 47. Thursday night, a 20% chance of rain and snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 34. Taking a look at your region's current temperatures, Inez 58, Grayson 59, Ashland 58, Lexington 59, Winchester 59, Mount Sterling 59, and on the Morehead State campus, 60 degrees.
On our feature segment today, we bring you Our Island Universe.
This Thanksgiving, many Americans will sit down around a dining table, partake in a great feast, and perhaps finish it off with a slice of apple pie. So how do you make an apple pie? As my scientific hero, Carl Sagan, used to say, if you want to make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe. I'm Chanel Varani, director of the Star Theater at Morehead State University's Space Science Center and host of Our Island Universe. We are a carbon-based life form that breathes oxygen, has bones made out of calcium, has iron in our blood, and live on a planet that has an atmosphere that is mostly nitrogen. Where does all this stuff come from? We know that hydrogen, helium, and trace amounts of lithium, the first three elements on the chemist's periodic table, were produced in the first 3 minutes after the Big Bang, some 13.8 billion years ago. The conditions in the first 3 minutes in the birth of our universe mimicked the conditions found inside of stars. High temperatures, pressures, and densities that could synthesize the first three elements. Everything else on the periodic table, including the ingredients that make life possible, was produced in early generations of stars that were born, lived, and then either exploded cataclysmically, dumping the innards of elements produced in its core, or from lower mass stars that shed its outer layers of newly formed elements into interstellar space. In the case of a supernova, that exploding star can be momentarily as bright as the whole galaxy before fading into darkness. That explosion, by the way, is critical for a new generation of stars to form. The shockwave from an exploding star may cause an otherwise cold, dormant reservoir of gas and dust to collapse and form new stars. This new generation of stellar material, however, is now enriched with the stuff produced in the centers of massive stars from the past. Planets may form around these new stars, enriched in this stuff, and life may develop on some of these planets, also enriched in this material. As incredulous as this story may be, we know that it has played out at least once in the history of the universe. Us. The atoms in your left cheek were likely made in different stars than the atoms in your right cheek. So the next time you're having a bad day, remember, you are literally made of star stuff. Our Island Universe is produced by WMKY in cooperation with Physics, Earth Science, and Space Systems Engineering at Morehead State University, home to the Ronald G. Eglin Space Science Center. Learn more at moreheadstate.edu/star theater.
It's 4:46 and 59 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Jonathan Burton and Keneally Roberts, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Thank you so much for joining us on this beautiful Monday afternoon. Ty Martin has a look at sports right after this timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes in the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by the hour or per game pricing. Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights, open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457.
Come out and meet the Vikings tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Ty Martin. The Round County Senior High School basketball teams will host Meet the Viking Night tonight. The fundraising event gives the community a chance to get to know the Viking players on both the girls and boys teams. The chili supper begins at 5 p.m. at the high school. Coach Matt Stokes heads up the girls team. He says his Vikings did well in recent scrimmages and is ready for the season tip-off on December 4th.
So now we're hitting this week and next week of really adding to our stuff that we've already been working on for 4 weeks, but really kind of getting a more detail with the girls since they've shown us that they're ready to move on.
The girls open season play a week from Wednesday when they welcome Mary Bernan College out of Victoria, Australia. The Viking boys will also make introductions to the community during tonight's events. The team has been in the gym for almost a month now and are set to begin regular season play on Tuesday night. Head coach Sean Thacker says it's a great event for the team and the community.
Just a good time to get together. It's a good fundraiser for the boys and girls basketball programs at the high school. You know, we do the programs and get those out, start selling those tonight. We'll also have a chili dinner. We'll have a silent auction. We'll have a live auction. So just a fun, festive night.
Rounds boys begin regular season action on December 3rd when they host Montgomery County. Morehead State men's basketball is gearing up this week for the third of its fourth straight games on the road. The Eagles travel to Williamsburg, Virginia to take on William and Mary tomorrow night. After a 4-0 start, MSU has dropped the last two, losing both to Missouri and Butler on the road. Even with the setback, Eagles head coach Preston Spradlin says his team is developing a strong identity.
You know, we've really just been pleased with the way our guys have been moving the ball. You know, a lot of really good shots, quality shots, and opportunities to get assists, and then other opportunities to get offensive rebounds because we're taking shots that our offense is anticipating us getting. But I think the guys have really just been moving the ball, being patient, passing up good shots to get great ones, and then, again, just trying to sit down and guard as best we can and really communicate and play really good defense.
Morehead State will have one more road contest at North Alabama before returning home to Johnson Arena to take on IUPUI on December 4th. Tip-off between MSU and William & Mary is set for Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Morehead State women's basketball looks to bounce back after a tough loss on the road at Kentucky last Thursday. The Eagles host North Carolina A&T Tuesday at Johnson Arena. Head coach Greg Todd says he's already getting great contributions from key freshmen this season.
Tobias Alford, who's an excellent athlete from Georgia that just keeps getting better, and Ariel Kirkwood is doing a lot of great things for us. So she's from Milwaukee. Both of those, I think, have a bright future. They're averaging over 10 points.
The young MSU's women's team is 2-3 so far this season. Tip-off between the Eagles and the Aggies is Tuesday night at 6 p.m. The game can be heard live on our sister station, WIVY, at 96.3 FM. Morehead State Volleyball closed out the season on Saturday with honors for two key players. WMKY's Greg Jenkins has the story.
Sophomore middle blocker Hannah Keating and junior outside hitter Olivia Lohmeyer were named to the 2019 OVC Volleyball Championship All-Tournament team. During the Eagles' three matches in the OVC tournament, Lohmeyer led the Eagles with 47 kills and three service aces, while Keating crafted a 625 hitting efficiency, collecting 31 kills. Against Southeast Missouri, Keating, Lohmeyer, and junior outside hitter Lauren Roke combined to pace Morehead State in kills for the third straight match. Freshman setter Bridget Bessler passed out 39 assists, averaging 13 assists per set. As the 2019 season comes to a close, Morehead State achieved its best overall wins at 23 and conference wins at 11 for the second straight season, while also returning to the OVC Tournament Championship for the first time since 2013. The Eagles also placed multiple players on the All-OVC First Team for the second consecutive season, collecting three first-team All-OVC honorees for the first time since 2013. For WMKY Sports, I'm Greg Jenkins.
And finally in sports this afternoon, the Baltimore Ravens and the Los Angeles Rams are facing off in Monday Night Football action. The Ravens enter the game with a better record at 8-2, but they won't be taking the Rams lightly. Most of LA's games this season are in the win column as well at 6-4. Still, Ravens head coach John Harbaugh says his guys are ready. He tells BaltimoreRavens.com the team has displayed an exceptional level of teamwork in the backfield all season.
We block well, and I think our backs and our quarterback run well. You know, our receivers block well. Our tight ends, we're probably unique with our tight end group, you know. And then, you know, starts with the offensive line. So all those things are part of it, you know. But the next game is the one you can be shut down at any time. Someone can take away what they really decide to take away, and you've got to be ready to go to the next thing.
Kickoff in L.A. this evening is set for 8:15 p.m. And that's going to do it for sports. For WMKY, I'm Tom Martin.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at MSUEagles.com. Women's basketball welcomes North Carolina A&T tomorrow night at 6 p.m. and Radford at noon on Saturday. Tickets and more information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089 or online at MSUEagles.com.
Good afternoon from the national offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks rose as the markets rallied to record highs resumed amid increasing expectations that China and the U.S. will reach a so-called Phase 1 trade deal. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 190.85 at 28,066.47, just shy of an all-time record. Both the S&P and NASDAQ did close at all-time record highs today. The S&P 500 was up 23.35 at 3133.64, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 112.6 at 8632.49. Tech was the best performing sector in the S&P 500, rising 1.4%. Nvidia led the sector higher with almost a 5% gain. Intel's 2.1% advance was the best among Dow industrial stocks, and the NASDAQ was also lifted by a rise in Apple of almost 2%. And Amazon was up 1.6%. And, of course, today's gains came after the market's rally took a pause last week, with the S&P 500 snapping a six-week winning streak. In trade news, China did announce they would raise penalties for violating intellectual property rights, according to the guidelines published by the Chinese government on Sunday. The guidelines added that China will think about lowering punishment thresholds for IP theft. The Global Times, a state-run newspaper in China, also said both sides are getting, quote, close to reaching a deal. U.S. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien said on Saturday that a Phase 1 trade deal with China could happen before the end of the year. He also cautioned, however, that Trump would not ignore ongoing protests in Hong Kong. Sentiment got a lift today after two big deals were announced. Charles Schwab did confirm it will acquire rival TD Ameritrade for $26 billion in an all-stock deal. TD Ameritrade shares rose over 7%, while Schwab's stock climbed 2.3%. And also, LVMH has reached a deal to buy jeweler Tiffany for $16.2 billion in cash, or $135 per share. In the commodities markets, oil was up 0.3% at $57.98 a barrel. Gold was down 0.6% at $1,454.70 an ounce. In Europe, stocks did have a strong day with the Stock 600 index up 1%. Asia was strong too, with the Nikkei up 0.75% and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong up 1.5%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Community Trust Bank up 71 cents at $44.89, CSX up $1.28 at $71.79, Kroger down 6 cents at $26.99, Bethel Petroleum up 6 cents at $62.42, and PPL Energy was up 4 cents to finish at $33.86. Reporting from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
Support for MSPR comes from Radio Eye, Kentucky's statewide daily reading service for the blind and visually impaired. Radio Eye's reading service offers newspapers, magazines, health materials, and grocery ads for independent living to people who are blind, visually impaired, or any disability that makes reading difficult or impossible. Radios are available to qualified applicants. More information is available by calling 859-422-6390 or online at radioeye.org.
Taking a look at your region's weather forecast for tonight, clear skies, a low around 37 degrees. On Tuesday, increasing clouds with a high near 61. Tuesday night, a 90% chance of showers with a low around 51. On Wednesday, a 70% chance of rain, cloudy, then gradually clearing with a high near 61. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, a low around 33. And for your Thanksgiving Day, partly sunny skies with a high near 47. Taking a look at some events coming up around the region, the 33rd Annual Advent Music Howl will be held at 6:30 p.m. on Sunday, December 1st at the Ascension Episcopal Church in Mount Sterling. Reception follows at the Gateway Regional Arts Center. Non-perishable food donations are accepted to support the Sterling Community Food Coalition. Tickets are $25 and available at Ruth Hunt Candies or the Gateway Regional Arts Center.
The Morehead State University Choirs and Round County High School Concert Choir will present a candlelight carol concert at 7:30 p.m. on Monday, December 2nd, in the Duncan Recital Hall inside of the Baird Music Building at Morehead State University. The concert will feature traditional carols sung by candlelight. Tickets are $5 for adults and free to students.
The Rowan County Caring and Sharing Alzheimer's Support Group will meet at 6 p.m. on Monday, December 2nd, at the Rowan County Public Library. Caregivers of those with Alzheimer's or related disorder are invited to attend. Attendees will receive education, support, and information about caregiving issues.
Morehead State University's third annual holiday carnival will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday, December 3rd, in the Adrian Dorn University Center. Music by the MSU Black Gospel Ensemble, holiday treats and refreshments, pictures with Santa Claus, and activities for children. Admission is free and the community is invited.
Big Sandy Community and Technical College will host their fourth annual Christmas celebration at the Mountain Arts Center in Prestonsburg from 6 to 8 p.m. on Monday, December 9th. Activities for children and photos with Santa Claus. The event is free and open to the public.
The Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling will host the Polar Express from noon to 4 p.m. on Saturday, December 7th. Activities for children, model trains, crate with Lego, treats and refreshments, and gingerbread house competition. Tickets are $5 per person or $20 for families of four or more.
The Rowan County Public Library will host a holiday open house from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on Monday, December the 9th. Free and open to the community, there will be live music, refreshments, crafts for children, stories, door prizes, and photos with Santa Claus. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Nacogdoches Miller, Wyatt Melton, Cody Robinson, Ty Martin, Zoe Hall, Keneally Roberts, and Chanice D. Davis. WUKY's Josh James, the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from Morehead State University's Star Theater Director, Chanel Varani. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Jonathan Burton and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.